Good morning. It's Friday, July 10th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The biggest clinical story this week is a high-profile setback. The Phase 3 EVOKE trial of semaglutide for Alzheimer's produced disappointing results, despite real-world data from over a million patients suggesting 40 to 70% risk reduction. A gap longevity researchers will be unpacking for years. UCSF and Samsung push forward with a 1,000-person remote cognitive aging study, while Nature Medicine publishes a landmark review on biological aging clocks. Elsewhere, UCLA finds creatine may supercharge cancer-fighting immune cells, and a sweeping new synthesis makes the case that autophagy is the shared mechanism behind every validated longevity intervention. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Semaglutide fails Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial despite striking real-world evidence. According to Neurology Live, the EVOKE trial, one of the most comprehensively designed Alzheimer's studies in years, with MRI, cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers, and cognitive composites across a long treatment duration, found that semaglutide did not meaningfully slow disease progression, a result conference presenters described as disappointing. This is the one to read today. UCSF and Samsung launch 1,000-person remote trial to map cognitive aging in real time. From Neuroscience News, the TADAY study, a partnership between UCSF Neuroscape and Samsung, enrolls 1,000 adults to longitudinally track cognitive decline across the adult lifespan using consumer wearables, making it one of the largest and most ecologically valid brain aging studies ever attempted. Online brain training measurably improves cognitive health across all ages, study finds. From Scientific Reports, a study published in Scientific Reports found that adults of all ages, not just younger cohorts, showed measurable improvements in brain health after using accessible online cognitive training and coaching tools over a multi-year period, suggesting the aging brain retains meaningful plasticity well into later life. In supplement news, the omega-3 brain paradox. Higher blood levels help, but supplements may not close the gap. From the New York Times, a New York Times deep dive confirms that people with higher omega-3 levels in their blood consistently show better cognition and lower dementia risk, but finds the case for fish oil supplements specifically is shakier than most buyers assume. UCLA study, creatine may supercharge immune cells that detect and destroy cancer. From NDTV. Researchers at UCLA found that creatine enhances the activity of certain immune cells responsible for detecting and attacking cancer, a mechanism entirely separate from its well-known effects on muscle strength and recovery. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.